Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
I'm sure you've heard the expression, out of the frying pan and into the fire. How about out of the yacht and into the doghouse? Ladies, if you've ever suspected that your husband secretly loved the dog more than you, it's pretty rare that you would get as definitive proof as this. A couple from South Africa on Sunday were out sailing on their way to Madagascar. It was just the two of them and their 9-year-old Jack Russell Terrier named Rosie. But as they were sailing up the east side of Africa,
the weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed.
They got into some rough water and their yacht capsized. And as Graham swam to the shore, he decided to rescue the dog. Then after he got Rosie safely on dry land, he swam back to get his wife. Good news, rescue helicopter picked them all up. And all three ended up being okay, although the boat was ruined.
The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
The guy hasn't said why he grabbed Rosie before his wife, although they're thinking it's because terriers can't swim that well, and his wife was probably a much better swimmer. But still, you know, she's never gonna forget this.
No, I did bring it on myself, I did. Why don't you just go to sleep?
You know, at least, that he's going to be friends with Rosie because they're going to be sleeping in the same bed.
You know you're scared when a woman says, get out your own house and you leave.
And you know that there may not have been injuries during the wreck, but there may very well be some well after.
Stop, baby. Hold up. Stop. Please. Calm down, baby. Calm down.
And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. At David's, they do jewelry appraisals. But there's a lot of times that you don't have to leave your jewelry there. They can evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, and get the paperwork back to you within about 2 or 3 days. They also appraise coins. They do it by the hour or by the piece. But if you've got a lot of stuff maybe you've inherited, they'll take a look at it first before they get into the nuts and bolts and tell you whether it's worth spending the time and money figuring that out. To find out more for yourself, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, and that's plural, coins. Or they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.